Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Let's get back into the Warriors with our Warriors insider, and it's Anthony Slater joining us here. Slater, what's going on, my man? Good to be with you.
It is. How's everybody?
Yeah, we're doing well, getting through the holiday and getting on in deeper into this 8-game homestand that continues with the Warriors and the Hornets. And just right off the top, we started talking about, you know, this is always one of those nights where things get revisited as far as, you know, LaMelo Ball's coming in. You've got James Wiseman playing a little better these last couple of games, especially against Memphis. But how do you view the 2020 draft right now as far as it shook out with the Warriors taking Wiseman, haven't gotten a lot from him, LaMelo with Charlotte? I mean, is it too strong to say the Warriors made a mistake? And what's your sense for how the Warriors view it at this point?
I mean, no, it's not. I mean, they got 8 minutes from Wiseman the other day, and it felt like a very positive step forward, right? And we're talking about third year of the second overall pick. So, you know, you can look at LaMelo, who was among the three they were really contemplating up top, Anthony Edwards being the other one, obviously went number one overall. You could, you know, really second guess, like, you know, Tyrese Halliburton, trade down and get him. I mean, obviously that would have been the home run option. But, you know, how do the Warriors view it at this point? It was, like, relatively a consensus pick, and that's the thing. It doesn't seem like it's you know, a mistake that is fracturing, you know, different factions within the Warriors. I think at this point they're just trying to maximize what James Wiseman is in the current moment. And as we, you know, take the blow-by-blow, play-by-play of James Wiseman's career, again, it is not great for where he's at right now, but there have been minor positive steps, I think, in the last month, you know, sending him down to the G League and then at least seeing some small things lately that make you believe, hey, maybe he can help a little bit in the rotation. I think we're going to see it again tonight because JaMychal Green remains protocol.
Anthony, when are we going to see Wiggins?
Yeah, that's a great question. I could see middle of his homestand, but I also was being told Christmas. That was the target date, and he is still out. Obviously, he missed that game. I can see why you don't want to debut him on a back-to-back. You don't want to double-dip him right here. They want to see him get some live scrimmage action, which he has not yet. So maybe the Portland game, the 30th, you know, right after that, they have two off days, which will include a big practice. So you might be talking January 2nd on Wiggins. They're still kind of trying to figure that out, but they need him soon.
Yeah, no question. And yeah, that's kind of the follow-up is, you know, when with such a compacted schedule do you get live work, and what would that live work consist of? Is that 5-on-5 scrimmaging? Is that 3-on-3 with, you know, some of the staff? I mean, how does that look for the Warriors when they want to get it in?
You know, I've heard he's done a little 3-on-3. You know, I don't know how, you know, active that was. I think what they really want to see is the 5-on-5, you know, where you play, like, five straight minutes like you would, you know, during a segment. Especially, you know, Wiggins is a 38-minute per night, like every night type player. So they want to get him out there 5-on-5 long segments before they green light him to play. How do you do that during a schedule like this? It's tougher, but, you know, you can bring a G League team up. I mean, they do it all the time. Obviously, some coaches can play. The younger guys can always kind of join a scrimmage. But again, I am starting to, you know, look at that 2-day break they're going to have between, it's a Portland game, and I don't even know who, maybe you're looking at
Atlanta yeah. on Monday.
Yeah, maybe you get like a Sunday really good scrimmage, or maybe a Saturday, you know, during that weekend. For that's kind of the area I seem to be targeting.
Who, give me a team in the West that you actually think could beat the Warriors in a 7-game playoff series.
A fully healthy, realized Clippers team. If Kawhi Leonard looks like Kawhi Leonard, but like, should I believe that is ever going to happen again? I don't know. You know, Memphis gave them a difficult series last year, and I know this is like probably not a popular time to be saying I can see Memphis, you know, giving them you know, hell in a 7-game series, but I can still see that. I don't see Denver. I just, like, you know, if the Warriors are healthy with Curry, I just think Denver can't guard them. Don't see Phoenix. I mean, they've kind of proven themselves to be frauds in a lot of ways. I don't know. Where are you guys at?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, I think Memphis is among those, although, you know, the take on the Grizzlies for me changes a little bit, and maybe it shouldn't necessarily based on Sunday, but it just kind of said to me, Slater, that, you know, when the Warriors want to dial it up, and they clearly would want to dial it up against them maybe more than any other team, they can find a gear, and I don't want to say in the Grizzlies' heads a little bit, but it looked kind of like that on Sunday, and the Grizzlies have done a lot of talking, and with every loss, it almost it makes me wonder, you know, the Grizzlies might be able to beat everybody else, but if they had to play the Warriors may have a little something for them. I think we disagree a little bit on Denver. You know, I think if Denver could get Murray back to a point that he hasn't been able to quite hit yet with Jokic and all of that, I think they could be a team that gives them a run. But for me, it's not as much about, you know, can the Warriors beat any one team? To me, it's more the collective of, can they beat Memphis and Phoenix and Denver and then have enough left in the tank for Milwaukee or Boston or Brooklyn or whoever comes out of the East?
Well, by the way, probably going on the road for all those series.
Right.
Know, at least what they're current, you know, where they are in the standings right now. You know, with the Denver matchup, it's just, to me, it's going to be 55 high screens with Steph Curry and Jordan Poole for Nikola Jokic to guard game after game after game. And I just, they've always liked that matchup. They loved getting them as the sixth last year, 3-6. You know, and again, like you said, there's no Jamal Murray, no Michael Porter really, you know, last year. So Denver profiles more formidably. Bruce Brown helps, KCP helps, but I don't view them as that much of a threat. I'm waiting for the Clippers to come together and have like a 10-game regular season stretch where Kawhi and Paul George both look like themselves, and then I would say that's the team, but I still haven't seen that.
I kind of like Dallas a little bit, just getting Christian Wood. You got a healthy Hardaway Jr. To me, they look pretty good. The one thing I'm not concerned about is I'm not concerned about what seed the Warriors are. To me, it's just about can they get, you know, healthy and find a rhythm, get to May, and, you know, have a solid rotation. If they can do all those things, whether it be the 2 seed, the 6 seed, the 7 seed, their health and their rhythm means so much more than their seed.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like they need all of their top 6 to be available and healthy, which we saw in the playoffs last year. They were fortunate. That's what happened. But beyond those top 6 having to be there when it matters, they need to figure out 7, 8, 9 in the rotation. And, you know, they are 16 and 18 right now, but I think they're starting to get some decent answers. Dante DiVincenzo has been, like, really good the last month, and that's been huge.
No, and I think Dante DiVincenzo would be somebody that you almost, by the end of the year, I think maybe even now, the Warriors would consider a seventh, right, among that group. Yeah. You've got the 6, and then he's the 7th that you would trust in a playoff series or in a playoff run. One thing I wanted to ask you, and we're joined by Anthony Slater here, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, is just kind of along those lines, but taking a different spin to it, just the sense of urgency for this homestand. I know it was a little bit of a blow, had to be, not having Wiggins back when I think they did hope they could get him back on Christmas. Didn't quite. Out tonight. Probably tomorrow as well. But, you know, the Warriors played with a sense of urgency against Memphis. Do you think they've got a sense that they really want to try to lock in here, even without Steph and Wiggins, and try to bring that level of intensity? Like, just gauge for us the level of urgency to not dip even farther below 500 by winning some of these games on this homestand, even shorthanded.
Yeah, I think it's there. We've seen it at home all year. I mean, it isn't like they've maybe had one or two dull games at home, but only have two home losses. That's mostly been with Steph Curry. I do expect them to, you know, just from a defense effort level to show up. Like, you know, tonight, Utah, I think the winnable game tomorrow, Portland, Atlanta. I mean, all these games, like, you cannot, without Steph Curry and without Wiggins, you can't just assume any wins. Like, they could be beaten in any of these next seven, but like, they're almost all winnable. You got Phoenix in there, that's going to be difficult, but I think they got to be like thinking 6-2, 5-3, and that sounds like, you think, you know, unrealistic considering what they have been without Steph Curry the last, you know, handful of years. They're basically always like 2-7 over 9 game stretches, but winnable home games, desperation time, Jordan Poole, I expect. You know, they just need what they got out of him the other day, what they got out of him in Toronto. They need that on a consistent basis. He needs to be hot from three. Klay Thompson needs to probably have one or two big games peppered in here. But I think it's available to them, and they're at home. They're getting practice time and all that. Draymond Green's, like, energized. I think he's coming with good force, and that usually spells competitiveness for them, at least.
You know, the guy who's so impressive to me when I've seen him, and I've only seen glimpses, but Patrick Baldwin Jr., I mean, the ball comes off his hand, just, it's a thing of beauty, and he seems to know how to play. He's the son of a coach. I know he's a rookie, and they got a lot of young guys here, but what, any chance that Baldwin gives them something down the stretch and that he could work his way into the rotation? Because there's some high, and he's a beneath the rim kind of a player, but there's some high end ability there.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the shot in Brooklyn, right? He came on the court, he hit like 5 threes in about 10 minutes, and suddenly they had cut that lead from 40 to 19. But he seems to get banged up pretty easily. Obviously, they're just kind of getting his ankle right. It's been like 2 years of like really pretty deep ankle troubles that he's had, that it sounds like they finally solved getting him in the building. But, you know, he goes down to the G League and it's back soreness and it's a thumb issue. And I just think the grind of the NBA season and all that, like, it just doesn't seem like they plan on him battering this year in the rotation. It's almost like this project that won't even really get off the ground in an NBA setting until next season, especially with, you know, Wiseman. They're trying to still fit Wiseman in. They can barely get him in. He's getting 8 minutes, even with Jermichael Green out. Jermichael Green will come back. Andre Iguodala is probably going to show up at some point. I think if they went trade market hunting and tried to get, you know, fringe rotation guys or a buyout market, it would probably be in the front court. So I just think he's too buried, and the plan is too much of like a next season with Baldwin and working with him behind the scenes on his body and his game.
Anthony, looking at the Memphis game, you could make the case it was, you know, the first game or one of a handful of games, you know, really in the last couple of years. And Wiseman obviously missed all of last year, but they got positive contributions from the lottery picks all on the same night, all helped them to win a game. Do you see that as the template moving forward here as far as giving them opportunities? I mean, they even played well all three on the floor together at the same time, which is something that, you know, hasn't happened a lot, but when it has, it's been disastrous for the Warriors. Just what do you see as far as some short-term sustainability while they're a little shorthanded on this homestand as far as trying to carve out more from Wiseman, like what they got against Memphis, and also seeing Kuminga and even Moody get those opportunities?
Yeah, you know, that was against, like, one of the deepest teams in the league the other night, too. That was what was so impressive about it. I think Kuminga is pretty solidified. You know, we talked about the answers. They're trying to get the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, you know, part of the rotation. I think he's there. There's some nights are better than others. He was a little sluggish in Toronto, and his knee was bothering me. He only played 5 minutes. There'll be those nights within there, but I think most times, you know, tonight he'll probably play 20, 25 minutes. He's probably going to get, you know, some of the LaMelo Ball assignment tonight, just what he can do defensively they don't have elsewhere, and they really need switchable, you know, can kind of take primary assignments. So I think he's set. Moody, you know, he's had a tough time leaping. You know, he's not going to leap DiVincenzo in the rotation. Ty Jerome, I mean, Steve Kerr loves having him, you know, an extra ball handler out there. So it's even been difficult for him to get ahead of Jerome. So I still think he's going to live somewhat on the fringes. And then as far as Wiseman goes, I mean, tonight feels crucial. Tomorrow even feels crucial if JaMychal Green's not back, because I think that is his path to a rotation spot and not maybe, you know, another trip to the G League, is stay ahead of JaMychal Green. JaMychal Green has left the door open. He has not been that impressive this season. And if James Wiseman can just play minutes like he did the other night defensively, I'm only looking at him on the defensive end, then I think he can stay ahead of JaMychal Green. But I can't say that's definitely coming after only seeing 8 minutes. It was encouraging, but we'll see again tonight.
You know, we're in late December. The trade deadline is, what, 5-6 weeks away, roughly. What is Bob Myers' mode, do you think, this time of year? I mean, is he looking for a particular piece? Is he just in listen mode? How would you term, you know, Myers' thoughts as the thing approaches?
Yeah, it's Myers, and it's their, you know, long list of other front office members. I know some of them were out at the G League Showcase in Vegas last week. Well, you know, Myers was in New York with the team. That's when, you know, you hear kind of leaked.
Now it got zapped there.
Oh, there we go. You're back.
Yeah, so, I mean, trade conversations, I think, league-wide are starting to pick up, you know, especially as January gets here. But it's... it feels quiet in the league overall right now, and if I don't expect a big swing from the Warriors. I expect if they do go to the market, it's more, again, like an eighth, ninth man, like an upgrade on a JaMychal Green rotation spot. Maybe they use one of their younger guys, but historically, Bob Myers' front office has been quiet in season. They made the big one a few years ago, the Wiggins for D'Angelo Russell swap, but that was like they were... That season was over by the time they made that. That was a 50-50 year. They really just work around the edges. And to me, I actually look buyout more than trade market, because buyout means you don't have to use any assets, number one. And two, they can offer potential buyout guys minutes, and that appeals to buyout candidates. Usually they're leaving teams and they want to go somewhere they're basically guaranteed to play. And I think the Warriors might have an opening for you know, a ninth man, something like that.
Anthony, great stuff. We really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, right, Anthony. Slater joining us here on 95.7 The Game, our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. Some good stuff from Slater.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.